Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Mauchmus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Buzzard. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Curry moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Curry tags and scores. Taylor tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Phillies. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Taylor steals third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Phillies. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Johnson now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will bunts towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 3-1, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauchmus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Post hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herrera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Phillies. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curry. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. George Altman pinch hits for Ben Johnson. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Zimmer scores. It's 5-2, Phillies. Bob Anderson pinch runs for George Altman. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-0 in the game. Will hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Banks moves to third. It's 5-3, Phillies. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauchmus takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Mauchmus moves to second. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauchmus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hegan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 6-3, Phillies. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herrera takes first base on ball 4. Post moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Zimmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Post moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Post scores. Neiman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Phillies. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mauchmus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Dick Drott. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-0 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Curry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Bauschi moves to third. It's 7-4, Phillies. Turk Farrell now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Bauschi scores. Morin goes all the way around to score. Taylor moves to third. It's 7-6, Phillies. Earl Averill pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's Phillies, 7, Cubs, 7. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston bunts towards first. Herrera scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Post strikes out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ted Lepsio pinch runs for Cal Neiman. Harry Anderson pinch hits for Bobby Mauchmus. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Clay Dalrymple pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Jim Owens now pitching. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Ken Walters now playing left field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walters. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Don Elston. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Ken Walters now playing right field. Wally Post now playing left field. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-3 in the game. Will hits a line drive into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball four. Del Greco moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Del Greco moves to third. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bauschi strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Morin trying to get to third. Post throws the ball into Dark, who tags Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Herrera moves to second. Mark Freeman now pitching. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Jim Owens. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman bunts for an out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.